Hare Krishna. Question from Ankur Prabhu. In third chapter purport, Srila Prabhupada states that by performance of duty, one can attain Krishna. Now, doesn't attainment of Krishna require love? And duty is one level below love. So how can one attain Krishna this way? Answer. Here, Srila Prabhupada is primarily talking about the dutiful performance of activities connected with Krishna, which will gradually lead to the progression and one will come to the level of love. So Srila Prabhupada is not saying that just by performing duty, one will attain the Supreme. It's by performing duty, we will gradually develop our attraction to Krishna and then we will attain the Supreme. So, the fear, desire, duty, love, that hierarchy is talked about by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita and other granthas. And that is, he is giving that for a general analysis of the levels at which different religions approach God. Artificially superimposing that hierarchy on the Gita may not do justice to the subtle complexities that are there in the Gita. So now specifically if we see the third chapter, this is talking about Karma Yoga. And Karmanai Vahi Samsiddham Astita Janakadaya Loka Sangraham Evapi Sampashyan Kartumarhasi. So Karmanai Vahi Samsiddham, and the idea that by doing karma one will attain perfection. In the specific context of the Bhagavad Gita 3.19, it is referring to liberation. It is not necessarily referring to attainment of Krishna. So, Karma Yoga itself does not lead to Krishna. Although if Karma Yoga by the association of devotees matures into Bhakti Yoga, then it can lead to the attainment of Krishna. So, here the specific Bhagavad Gita's context is saying dutiful performance will lead to liberation. And Arjuna's concern was entanglement and sinful reaction and descent into hell. And Krishna is telling Arjuna that by doing your duty of fighting, you will be elevated, not degraded. You will be liberated, not entangled. Now, yes, even in applying this framework to bhakti, generally Srila Prabhupada connects everything in the Bhagavad Gita with its essential and conclusive message of bhakti. So Prabhupada explained that if we consider the Supreme to be referring to Krishna, then the dutiful performance will lead to perfection. So this is also talked about in the Bhagavad Gita in the 12th chapter, in this progression from 12.8 to 12. Where Krishna says that the best is just always fix your mind on me and be devoted to me. Just offer your mind and intelligence to me and live in me. If you can't do that, strive for sadhana bhakti and try to fix the mind on me at 12.9. If you can't do that, then he says work for me. If you can't do that, then give the fruits of your work for some good cause. So like that, Krishna gives a direct downward hierarchy where he does say that even due to working for him, that is what the rough correlation of what Srila Prabhupada is saying over here. The dutiful performance of prescribed duties and the doing that in a devotional mood will lead one gradually to develop one's attraction for Krishna and just that intention of yes, I am whatever prescribed duties I'm doing it for Krishna. That will, the 12th chapter says, that when we work for Krishna, that means directly at one level we do service for Krishna, and another level it also means that whatever work we are doing, we do it with the intention that I am doing it for Krishna. I am doing my job for Krishna. I am doing my taking care of my family for Krishna. So that attitude of wanting to serve Krishna will purify us, will increase our connection with Krishna and will gradually lead to the development of, to the elevation from duty level to love level. And that will lead to the attainment of Krishna. Certainly one has to attain love. But the dutiful performance can create a good platform by which one can develop love and thus attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.